Well, welcome everyone to today's second afternoon session. My name is Julia and I use she, her pronouns, and we are delighted to have Joy Sajabi with us. She is a photographer and a painter currently based in Seattle, Washington. And as an artist, she says, I am interested in discovering ways to share the stories of people of color whose voice and story are often silenced. As a media artist, I am interested in capturing as much of the real experience as possible. I want the viewer to hear, see, feel the reality of a place. Let's welcome to LA. Hi.
Miss Janet, there's a seat right over here for you. Okay, thank you everybody. Hope that's everybody. Is Elise coming? Okay, maybe one more. Okay, maybe not. All right, so I thought I would introduce myself a little bit more and talk about how, talk a little bit about my journey with art. So, as Julia said, my name is Jale Sajabi. I use she, her pronouns. I currently live in Seattle. I'll be moving soon to Portugal. It's not confirmed yet, waiting on that visa. But I wanted to just share how I started creating. So I recently left a 10-year career to be an artist. I was working in the nonprofit field, doing marketing, communications, and fundraising for 10 years in different organizations. And in January, I quit my full-time job. And now I am focusing on art. A lot of my art focuses on this concept of community, right? Feeling like we want to be connected when we're not. So I started painting in October of 2020 during the pandemic when we were not connected with anyone. I was missing my family, I was missing my community, and I wanted to find a way to express that. And so I started with watercolors, actually. And my daughter and I, Zamara, we would do a lot of pieces together. So this is a collaborative piece we did. She did the background and I added the little face. And we just continued to play around with different types of mediums. And then we started painting with acrylic paints. And so from there, I started doing this. So this was my first scrape painting, as I call them. And yeah, it's just kind of evolved from there.
I just moved that so I can see.
And then my art started getting really interesting when I started using a squeegee. So this is just a window squeegee that I got from Dollar Tree. But it kind of transformed how I was able to create, how I was able to have more control over the images that I was trying to convey. And so I just wanted to, these are just some examples of some of my work. All of my paintings represent unity, they represent family, they represent people of different backgrounds coming together. You will also often see it appear like people are holding hands or people are huddled close together. Mm-hmm. This is all representative of my experience growing up. So I wanted to give you all a chance to introduce yourselves, and I also want to learn a little bit about you. So I thought we would just share our names, our pronouns, where we're from, but also maybe one thing that you really enjoy that's art related here at Holden. I know there are a lot of different aspects of art here, so. Come up here to the very front. Would anyone like to share first? So your name, no, that's her, she can leave that one, maybe there's more.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, your name, your pronouns, and then where you're coming from, and something art related. I'll give an example. Oh, do you want to share, you ready?
Oh, my name
Please.
Is Anne.
Yes.
It is she or her, I'm from Mount Vernon, and I'm totally art intimidated, but when you come to Holden, you can just pick something and give it a go.
I love that, Anne. Would you like to invite someone that maybe you know their name?
Oh.
And if you don't, maybe just...
Edmonds, Washington, and she, her pronoun, and just the beauty and the looking at watercolors and acrylics and
Do you want to invite someone? Or if you don't know their name, maybe.
I'm Kate, and I'm a potter here, but during the pandemic, I went to chalk pastels and just studied portraits of my family, especially my grandpa, who was passing. So had a similar experience of meeting art during that time.
Thank you. Do you want to invite someone, Kate?
Midge, right? Yes. I'm Midge. I use she, her, and I'm from Lake Stevens, Washington. And when I was younger and I had did quite a bit of art, then I got out of the habit. So I'm looking forward to, now that I'm retired, I'm looking forward to maybe reigniting the spark.
That's wonderful. Do you want to invite someone to share?
Sure. My name's Wendell. He, him, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas. And, something I'm looking forward to art-wise here is I've been pulling these like metal and wire scraps out of some trash in the wood shop. And I'm gonna try to use that.
Very cool. Do you want to invite someone, Wendell?
Ian, I use he, him pronouns. I'm from San Diego. And, yeah, I guess I just appreciate the resources and like opportunity to just explore like almost whatever medium you want here.
Cool.
Sure. I'm Julia, I use she, her pronouns. I grew up on the lands of the Arapaho and the Cheyenne peoples in Colorado. And I think I really appreciate how there is so much possibility for art at Holden, and there's a posture of accessibility because sometimes I can feel intimidated by the process. Betty, would you like to share?
Hi, I'm Betty. I'm from Hinsdale, Illinois, and I just really like drawing and coloring stuff.
Cool.
I'm Katie. I use she, her pronouns. And I like all kinds of art at Holden. I enjoy the art in worship, the different ways we do worship that bring all the senses alive. That's fun. I'll invite Sarah to.
I'm Sarah. I use she, her pronouns. I'm from Woodinville, Washington. Ditto kind of everything that's been said. I just really appreciate the opportunities. There have been a few times when we've done like drawing and prayer and like listening to scripture. I really enjoy those times. Whoa. I have things that emerge out of that time have been really lovely and nourishing.
Do you want to invite someone to share?
My name's Jason. I am Sarah's husband. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm a musician primarily, and that's where I've spent most of my artistic time, but I love making things with my hands, and so I've always enjoyed weeding because there's a certain art of like deconstruction and creating a clean canvas that I've always appreciated. but I've never spent a lot of time with any particular mediums other than the sonic ones.
Cool. Do you want to invite someone?
Yes, I don't know many people.
Elise.
I was like, it was connected here because it's Sarah's middle name.
And I was only going to quiz you because Ezra quiz me too. My name's Elise. I use she, her pronouns. This is Jonah. He'll probably find his dad soon. And I grew up in the Coast Salish region. Living in Belfair, and I'm really excited because today one of the woodworkers that we know from Emmanuel, well, my grandmother does, now I do,
Lou,
cut out the big a big piece of plywood that I painted, and I'm going to do some Norwegian rose mulling style, and I just wanted to do some kind of like fusion design a little bit.
Very cool.
For some kind of installation here.
Very cool.
Thank you. And I invite Janet.
I'm Janet, she, her pronouns. I'm from Everett, Washington. Up here, whatever you try, it's good. It's like God said on the first 6 days, it's amazing. And so I appreciate that, but just the acceptance of however anything comes out is just fine. And also being able to experiment with different mediums and see, you know, without having to invest in a loom, I can see reading is something that I like to do.
And I think, are you the final?
I think I'm the last one.
Okay.
I'm Ruth. I use she, her, also for the I can echo what a lot of you have said. I love the diversity of options that are available up here. I love when art is incorporated into worship. I paint acrylic, and I've been painting some stuff that we've used at worship at my home church. So
cool.
I was really excited about this class.
Great. Thank you, Ruth. Cool. Okay. So we're going to jump into an activity right away. Have you all heard this saying, the way is long, let us go together? So this week is all about the Samaritan Traveler. And yesterday was Monday, right? Where we introduced this concept of the fact that the Samaritan Traveler recognized that our humanity is all interwoven, interconnected, interdependent, and we have this need to be in relationship with one another and with the world. And so I thought we would do a piece together that symbolizes this idea of traveling and a road, right? The road to Holden up the mountain is really long. And so we're gonna do an activity. I'm gonna pass out the paper, and I'm just gonna demonstrate it, and we're just gonna get started. If you
could take a piece and then
pass it around. So we don't have that much paint, but so we're going to share. We're going to take some time to share. You can pass it down here. And I also have some tape. So I'll show you what we can do with the tape. We can use this and it'll be something we can take home with us. So if you three rolls, so maybe put a piece at the top and then a piece at the bottom. So it'll
edge.
Yeah, just on
so
the
you're
edge.
Folding it over.
Yeah, you can fold it over. It doesn't matter. So I started doing this technique because actually, I have been a photographer for a long time, and I was at an art show, and I met a fellow artist who had these beautiful paintings that he did. I said, oh, what kind of paint did you use? He said, fluid acrylic paint. Yep. And I had never heard of fluid acrylic paint, and so I bought some, and I tried to do what he did, and it didn't work out, right? Because as artists, oftentimes we imitate other artists to learn new techniques. And so I had all this expensive acrylic paint, fluid acrylic paint. I said, what am I going to do with it? And that's when I did that first painting I showed you. I saw another artist just take a piece of cardboard, this is like cardstock paper, we're gonna use this. And what they did was they just put some paint dots on the paper and they scraped it in whatever design they wanted to. And it was so simple. And as y'all saw, I have a little one and she runs everywhere and she wants to do everything that I do. And so if I set her up with crayons or watercolor paints, I only have about 10 minutes. So I needed to do something that was fast, too. And so this allowed me to create really vibrant pieces fast. And so I just share this technique with you because, again, I don't think art has to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be fun. It can be easy. It can be simple, too. And it can still be really beautiful and worthwhile. So So this is just acrylic paint. It's not fluid acrylic paint. You don't have to use any special, that's another thing. I don't think you should have to use any special type of materials. Use what you have at your home. If you have craft paint in little bottles like this, use that. If you have these fancier tubes of acrylic, it could work too. Okay, if you want to go to a discount store, I often get supplies at Dollar Tree. They have canvases. So you can go there and get what you need. Don't be intimidated by fancy art supplies. That's what I would say if you're beginning. So I have these squeeze bottles because it's a really easy way to apply the paint. So I'm just going to show you all what we're going to do, and then we're going to pass the bottles around and kind of share. And we're just going to take our time because we don't have a lot of squeeze bottles, but we're going to take our time and just go with the flow, okay? So this is going to be our tool that we use to scrape, okay? So that's important because we are going to use this, line it up. That is the width, that is the amount of paint that you can put down. You can't put more paint. Otherwise, it's too wide, okay? So, I'll show you what I mean. I'm just gonna actually lay this in front of me, in front of my paper, and then I'm going to just put a couple of paint drops, and this comes out really fast. Actually, depending on the paint bottle, the consistency may be different. So, don't squeeze too hard. So, I'm just gonna put a couple of dots, and again, it might take a little bit because we don't have that much. So I'm just gonna line it up, put a couple of dots. The purple's thicker, so you have to squeeze a little harder. I'm putting it right at the tape line. And you can put it whatever order you want. And I'm just gonna do a long line of pink. Okay? So, I know that you all probably can't see that, but I have a video. So, this is a video of me doing one, and you can see how I just have the paint drops lined up. So basically, that's the same concept.
If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
So, because we put the tape there, you're not going to get that effect that looks like people. But you're still going to get the swipe effect. That's what we're going for, okay? Okay, so I'm going to swipe it. And you can play around with if you want to swirl it, however you want to move it, okay? And that's it. So this is how it looks. So you have your road. Okay? So I'm gonna pass around. Oh, and another fun thing that you could do with this, right? So this could be a road. You could add something down here. You could add trees. You could add people. You could add vehicles around the edges. You could write words, lyrics, whatever you want to make it your own. Because you're actually going to send this to someone, okay? So, I'm going to pass around the paint, and we're just going to share, okay? We're just going to share.
I'm just going to start passing down.
You're going to use every color.
You can use you don't have to use every color if you don't want to. You need more cards?
Yeah,
there's
I think
tons.
We need one more.
Yeah, there's a lot. Let me get some for you. This one works too. This orange works, so you should be careful because it's a whole different. Yeah, I would start at the top. Start along right at the bottom of that brown of the blue line. Yep.
Brown, I'm looking on brown.
So, yeah. Sorry, you don't have to put the lids back on the squeeze bottles. That'd probably be easier moving forward. Okay. Okay. And then when you're ready to scrape, this is too bright for me. And you need a I know it's kind of hard.
That's all right. I got it.
This one. This is just practice for the later project, okay? This is just practice.
Filling in gaps between our dots.
If you leave gaps, it'll just be white. You can make the lines. You can make a line across. You don't have to make dots.
This is so fun.
Here, you want this one? You got it to work here. Sorry.
This one's a little wonky.
I need to add some water to it.
I almost brought it.
You did?
Okay. Well, no, I brought it. I was going to bring it to
Yeah.
Teal is very
good. Comes up fast.
Yeah, I don't think I want the orange. I'm waiting for the orange.
Everyone's looking right now.
Okay, so before you scrape, let me know. This one? Okay. It's brown.
It's like a brown.
Yep.
So
what you could do too, yeah, if you need multiple, let me raise your hand if your robe became very wide and you need an extra scraper. That is fine. We have a lot of scrapers, don't worry.
Oh, good.
You can also come to your rescue.
She's got an extra scraper
for once,
and then you can scrape with
another. And also, you can do it sideways, you know, dark scrape.
You can scrape with a
border.
So, do
you
think
it works like this, or do you think it's better to do this? I think it's better to do it like that, because it's going to drag the paper. Okay, if you're ready, you can scrape it.
Yes, you may.
If you need an extra, let me know. I would even use a wider edge, yes.
Yellow.
Yellow.
Oh, you need yellow after?
Alright. You go back and you scrape. Use a different edge here.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Don't be scared. This is just practice.
Okay, so we can't mess it up.
Can I see yours?
No.
Nope. And if you have the extra, you can grab. Maybe you don't have extra. Well, if you're at home and you want to save the paint, you don't want to waste because this can be a lot of paint. What I do is I just take an extra canvas or a piece of paper and I just make the background for another.
I just use it again.
Yeah. And then it makes a very unique background.
Yeah. That way I'm going to know.
Can you take a before? Yes, I can take
a before of yours too. Very nice.
Oh.
Okay, so watch your leg.
And I have a card. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
I do too. Okay. You can put your scraper in here in this little bucket.
Okay.
You want another one? No. Scrape this edge.
Yeah, let's see. Are you going to curve it or are you going to scrape?
I know it can be hard when you scrape twice. Use a separate edge. Use the other edge. Oh.
I should have.
Oh. No. Again, it's just practice.
I think it'll be very nice.
So we're going to put in here.
Okay. Our scraped. So, Betty, what do you think from what you just did?
Exactly.
I left her crying here.
It's okay. You survived.
Because I'm going to learn, right?
What color is it?
So,
you want to know.
Yes. And also, you know, you can play around. If you want to use the extra and continue, you could do that too. It's up to you. It's abstract. There's no rules.
I do.
So,
that's really
nice. Can you pass the tape down for Elise?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's some warmth and even like the patient of orange. That's the after. Thank you.
Once you rip the blue part off, then you could maybe add little feet. Maybe it's a little person.
Or maybe you put a hat on top. You can add whatever you want if you want to write your favorite song lyrics, your favorite Bible verse. You don't have to decide now either. You could wait till it dries. And you can put all the trash in here.
What are their names?
And does it have to be up and down? Can it be?
No, it could be whatever way you want. It's up to you. Whatever you, however it speaks to you. This is messy activity. I should have put down a word. Sorry. Okay, so if we could just pass this around. When you need it. Time is it. Okay, so I'm going to keep going. I want to give you all some tools for ways that you could nurture your inner artist. How many of you all were told that art is not a career? That you can't be a musician, you can't get paid to be a painter, you can't be a singer, you have to do something else, right? We're often told that. There is a wonderful book called The Artist's Way. Mm-hmm. Has anyone read this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is by Julia Cameron. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend this book. It's been around for a long time and it's so valuable. It was very helpful for me. Mm-hmm. One of the things, the first thing she talks about, Julia Cameron talks about, is morning pages. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone journal? Does anyone write periodically, maybe every day? Okay. And so she talks about the value of writing. Every day when you wake up, write 3 pages. She says 3 pages of longhand writing. This is a stream of consciousness. It's done first thing in the morning, and there is no wrong way to do your morning pages. She says that she often wakes up angry. So she writes, "Good morning, I'm tired." And that's how she starts her morning pages. So I definitely encourage you all to try this. Even if, you know, this is the first time you're hearing about it, you could write it at night too. Whatever you have time for. So this really allows you to clear your mind. If you have something on your mind that's bothering you, that's going to stop you from creating. Whatever your medium is, right? You need to get all of that off of your mind. Oh, okay, I need to take so-and-so to soccer practice. I need a vacuum. Oh, I need to prep for dinner. Write all of that down so it's out of your head onto the paper. And also she recommends, don't read it. Don't reread what you wrote, because it's probably not like a work of art. It's not like it's not an essay. You're not trying to impress anyone with what you read. So she actually recommends to, the first 6 weeks even, don't reread what you wrote. Put it in a manila envelope. If you have loose pieces of paper, put it in a journal and wait to reread it later. Because it is valuable to start reading. And she even said, Julia Cameron's a screenwriter. And so once she was doing the morning pages for a couple of months, it actually became a plot for a new film she was writing. So it's a valuable tool. You may not know what will come of what you write. I actually have a little piece of her talking about it, so let's see if it loaded. Okay, yeah, so we'll watch a little bit of her talking about it. This is Julia Cameron.
I'd like to explain the 2 basic tools of the artist's way. The first tool is a tool called morning pages. And as it suggests, they're done in the morning and they're pages. They are 3 pages of longhand morning writing done when you're thinking about anything at all, like, I forgot to buy kitty litter, I didn't call my sister back, I need to wash the curtains, it's time to change the bed. They seem to have nothing to do with creativity, but what they do is clear your mind. It's as though you have taken...
Sorry, it's also a little sorry. But you can go and watch this. This is her website, juliacamerononlive.com. Definitely recommend checking out her book and her resources. So she talks about that. Does anyone consistently do the morning pages that's read her book?
Not
consistently. No, not consistently.
Not right now.
Okay.
But I downloaded that right before I left.
Yeah?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So I gave away my copies. They're that good.
I have found it really helpful. I've been doing morning pages for like 5 years now. And it's just really, it is a great way to clear your head. So. Mm-hmm. The second thing that she talks about is the artist date. So the artist date, as she describes it, is a once weekly festive solo adventure to explore something that interests you. It doesn't have to be like going to a concert, especially right now, right? Concerts are happening. It doesn't have to be going to an art museum. It could be anything. It could be going to the craft store and picking out stickers. And maybe you put a sticker on your journal every time you write, right? That's going to excite you. So she says, think of it more as mischief than mastery. So this is a time when you're going by yourself. You're not taking your partner, you're not taking your kids, you're not taking your friend. You are going by yourself because you're supposed to be nurturing your inner child. Okay? So whether it's a walk, whether it's something simple, you know, I know Betty, maybe you can't go anywhere without your mom yet, but maybe you could go for a bike ride, and that could be a way you're collecting leaves or pine cones and you're gonna come back and make something with it, right? That could be something you do on your own. So this is something that all ages could do. But she talks about doing this on a consistent basis and how oftentimes we will find that inner critic in our head telling us, no, you don't have time for this. This isn't important. Your art's not important. You don't have to make time for that. Oh, I need to take care of, you know, all my kids, or I need to take care of my husband. I need to take care of my wife first. But she talks about how you need to dedicate at least, you know, 30 minutes, an hour to nurturing your inner creativity. All right, so I'm gonna show you guys a video of our next project. We're gonna do a smaller version. And this was, again, it came out of, actually someone requested that I make a rainbow. A lot of my followers will ask me, can you do this, can you do that, can you do these colors? And so I was like, sure, I'll do a rainbow. And it reminded me of God's promise. So I called this piece a divine promise. Mm-hmm. So this is on a large canvas. Mm. I don't have the music right now, but imagine somewhere over the rainbow. Mm-hmm. And I added people to the side of mine. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to do that for today. Mm-hmm. We could. You could if you wanted to. This is just a scraper that my husband made me. It's made from a door sweep.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay, so we are gonna make a rainbow. I'm gonna pass out more paper, and again, we're gonna share the paints. And I know that the order of the colors, you know, if you wanna do the order, you can. If you wanna do whatever order you want, whatever paint bottle is closest to you, you decide, okay? Oh, let me take your painting so they can dry. If you want, can you guys write your names in the corner of your paintings, of your first ones?
We have the black.
Yeah, there's some pins too. Do you want a little pen?
I would like a
little pen. Okay. Yeah, you guys can just write your names. You got it? Okay, great.
I'm just going to keep it.
Okay, so I'll just take these and put them on the dry table right here. It's
important to my words, I love her.
You guys can put them on the dry table.
So we're going to do your rainbow of water, or is it?
All right.
Yeah. We're going to make it all pink and green.
You need more? Oh, here it is.
Okay, so
and this is a watercolor paper.
So that's another thing. You can use whatever paper you have. If you don't have a canvas.
Which way do you want it?
Whatever. So, yeah, you can decide if you want it vertical or horizontal. I usually do the rainbow paintings vertical. But if you want to do horizontal, you can do that as well.
But will you need a white scraper if you're doing horizontal?
I have some different scrapers. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. So, let me show you what we're going to use to scrape.
Are we taking the pen?
No, we're not going to take this time. So I don't have enough scrapers for everyone, but these are for screen printing.
Oh yeah.
So they work too. So you could use whatever, again, whatever you have in your home. Some people use those kitchen silicone things. Yeah. There's a bunch of different things that people use. Yeah, I'm gonna give some of my squeegee to use too.
Thank you.
Pass those down. And then I'll give my squeegee too.
Should we play or wait for further instruction?
Oh, yeah, you can get started. So if you want me to demonstrate, I mean you kind of saw, do you need more demonstration or you got it? One more demonstration? I actually want to show you one more thing.
Beautiful.
Okay, so I am going to just some of the paint is it's okay if it's not perfect. It's still gonna work. Maybe find a color that is a little bit less fluid, like the green. So another cool thing you could do is write a word. Mm-hmm. So if you get it at the right consistency, the word will remain. Mm-hmm. So I just wrote love. Do it with the pink too, maybe.
That's why demos are helpful.
I have a big one. Please do this over the plastic or the paper, the big paper. And if you need other paper to catch it, but yeah, the plastic sheet. So let's see if this worked. I'm just gonna take it, and I just like to use the little edge right here. You don't have to do it like this, straight like screen printing. You're gonna do it on the edge, okay?
Squeegee style.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Okay, so you can write a word if you want to. Whatever word you want or.
How does that work that it doesn't?
I don't know, maybe a scientist can tell. Physics. I just discovered, I don't know.
It's magic. Right? Consistency.
Yeah, so certain colors will have better consistency, like maybe the purple even too, so. But you can play around with it. You could draw like a happy face. You could, you know, there's, just have fun with it. But rainbows definitely are fun. Can we pass those other things?
That's one. That's called
yes.
I don't know what's going on.
Can you pass me that dark blue?
I do want to know what you give.
Rescue. Then we'll get a scrape rhythm. We just
One thing I also forgot to mention. With these scrapers, you can wipe it off with this. This is why this rag is here. So you need to make sure you wipe it off before you put it on your clothes.
Yes.
So you can just go ahead and wipe it off, and you can put the rag into the bucket too. Okay.
This is
yes, that's orange. And again, if you want to use your leftover paint to make something, I can give you some extra paper if you want to play around with it.
It's gonna be my anniversary tomorrow.
Do you want the?
Do you want any of these colors?
Yellow. Yeah.
Do you need wire? Did you need green? Did you say for your wire?
I forgot about the viscosity.
Do I have a red?
Do you want to use this one a little?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just give it some time to.
Yeah, set.
Mm-hmm. It's surprising because it actually doesn't need that much time.
Okay.
Yeah, you could just swipe it.
Okay,
do you want to do another one, Kate?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No. That's okay.
Keeps working, so just you want to do another one?
Yeah.
And you could do more than one, too.
So while you all are practicing, I forgot one more thing. I have so many things for you guys. I have another handout. So I have some prompts for you. There's a lot of great prompts in the book. All of these are from the Artist's Way book, okay? So she gives you prompts. So here's one that I really liked. Step one, plan a perfect day in your life as you wish it were constructed. There are no restrictions. Allow yourself to be and to have whatever your heart desires, your ideal environment, your ideal job, home, circle of friends, relationship, whatever your wildest dreams are, okay, and write them out. And then once you've done that, I want you to choose one festive aspect of your ideal day and allow yourself to live it. You may not be able to move to Paris yet, but you could still have a cappuccino and a croissant. Okay?
Go for it.
Oh, that looks great.
Yeah, colors
different
right
now.
Yeah.
And then you
want?
Yeah. Oh, it has some inside. This gets messy, so be careful.
Just straight down. On the angle, actually. On the edge.
Just
the
angle.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to stand up, that's right.
Do you want to do another one? There's more paper here.
What a mess I just made.
It's a mess, I know. It's very messy.
Yes, sorry. But the part that wasn't on the paper was actually more beautiful than that. But I kept on this paper, I'm going to mop it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
jacked it up?
Yeah.
We were
trying to. It got stuck and then this got stuck.
Is there another plain piece of paper?
Did not care. I know.
I'm going to add some water.
Squeeze it as hard as you can.
That's what I'm about to do. Well, good thing is we have a lot of yellow paint down there. That's not one of the colors we're missing.
Okay.
What happened?
Sure. Oh, you are bad. Of course.
I need a paintbrush or something.
I will try.
I have this yellow.
You got it.
Interesting.
It's not yellow.
All right. Oh, look at that. That's gorgeous.
Sorry, the yellow's out of commission. I have to fix it later.
Would you like to see what happens when I dabble on my mess?
Something else I like to do with the leftover is to just smash it down.
Yep.
And then you have like something cool. You could draw designs around it or write something too. So that's an option too.
All right, Betty. Can you roll?
There's some more rags if somebody needs an extra rag.
Is the yellow hopeless? Is that right?
Yeah, sorry. I need to wash it.
Very happy. It's very yellow.
Yeah, you can practice, like, if you want to,
the green and that.
Yeah.
Kind of want to try to
it. It's very messy. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. We should it's
fine. We knew what we were in for, Joey.
The mischief that we.
Yes.
What paper shall I stick on my puddle?
Here you go. Any of these. They're
stuck well. That yellow.
Of course. Go ahead, right there. And here's anybody need a trash or something?
What is it?
Longing.
Looks like fountains. Yeah. I love that. So even that bottle looks so beautiful. Yeah.
Are you going to let it dry like that?
Yeah.
I know, I need some more flat surfaces.
It kind of helps to have the wrap wet first.
Oh, wow. I didn't do that this time, but if you're going to do this, like, a lot of paintings at once, it helps to have the wrap wet. Okay. And you can try to find a space to lay your paint here to dry.
You can do a couple. I know the yellow's not working. I'm sorry.
But it's just
You want to try? Go ahead, do it. Try to open. They stuck a pencil in there, but it didn't work. So
yeah.
You can open it.
Donation.
Like I'm taking off.
Okay. So after you clean up, we're gonna do a little writing activity, and then we're gonna. I don't know what time it is. We have more time, but
yeah,
kind of went fast. You all are amazing.
You are three.
You got to see how it's.
Put it down there. Okay.
I like the love you one.
So I will say, make sure you come back before 3:30 tomorrow to pick up your paintings. They'll be dry by then. Okay, here's a trash. You can just pass it out if you want to. You can continue it.
Right.
I don't know if I need it to blot more.
I have one more rag. I don't know if we have enough rags. Do you want another piece of paper?
We can do. We have time for one more.
Anybody want a big squeegee?
Isn't that kind of funny?
What kind of paper is this?
Oh, this is just cardstock paper.
Cardstock?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, a lot of
people. I feel myself getting addicted
right? That's how I started.
There are worse things.
It's like you want to just keep going.
Because you want to follow each little tweak that happens.
Yep. And you'll find your own style too. Because, you know, you can draw over it. You can, oh, that is so cool. You can do all kind of things. So. This is really just about finding what works for you.
Hmm. Can I try another piece?
I think the
it's truly extra.
This
just cardstock paper. Do you want another one?
Colors.
Is this for the writing?
For the writing too.
This one really reminds me of a video game. It's like Pac-Man.
Okay, we are going to do a writing activity too. So if you still want to do another painting, you still have time. But we're going to do writing too. So I'm going to pass around some blank paper too. Hopefully it won't. If it gets a little paint on it, it's okay.
Is there a different green?
A different green? Yeah. It's hiding behind you. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
You want the blue too?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Can I have
yours? Sure. Here you go.
Yeah, and the thing too, if you're just getting into paints, acrylic paint is water-based, so you can add water to it to make it thinner to work better with this technique. So if you get like a tube of acrylic paint, you could always mix it with water and put it in a squeeze bottle like I did. So. Anybody else need an extra piece of paper for the writing activity? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I made this handout for y'all to take with you. This talks about, again, this is from Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. She talks about rules of the road and different rules that you can follow if you should consider yourself an artist, but she says everyone should consider themselves an artist. Mm-hmm. And then just a little bit about the artist date in the morning pages. So if you could pass that down, please. Uh-huh. And then I have some writing prompts on here. And we'll say the prayer.
That's a good idea.
I really like that she talks about how, you know, God, she refers to God as a great creator. God likes it when we're creative, you know. This is we are doing God's creative work. Think of it like that. This is not like, she talks about in the book how, you know, we're trained to be very, to use our logical brain instead of our artistic brain, right? And so this is your permission to be creative. God has given you permission to be creative, and don't hide from that. So that's what the rules of the road talks about. So on the back of that, we're next to the prayer. We're going to do this writing activity. So we're going to write out one happy piece of encouragement, okay? What is something, some encouraging piece of advice you can give to yourself, to someone you love, or just anyone that could be applicable to anyone? So a piece of encouragement. And then you're going to write a thank you note, either to yourself or to a mentor. Someone that, you know, encouraged you. Someone that didn't force you to push away your creative pursuits. And then you can mail it to them. And again, if you don't have anyone like that in your life, write it to yourself. There's an activity further down that talks about, remember yourself at 8. What did you like to do? What were your favorite things? Write a letter to you at 8 to your current age. Mm-hmm. It talks about how your inner artist is a child, and how can you relate and talk in a childlike way, right? And so don't be afraid to use simple language. It doesn't have to be eloquent. You don't have to mail to anyone if you really don't want to. But just take some time to write out some encouragement if it, you need it to yourself, or maybe thank someone who has encouraged you. Okay?
And I'll play you a little music. Okay. If you have more time, you could take more time. But would someone be willing to lead us in the artist prayer that's printed on the left column? You can keep writing, and you can just listen. You want to, Elise? Okay, sure. Thank you.
An artist's prayer. Oh, great creator, we are gathered together in your name, that we may be of greater service to you and to our fellows. We offer ourselves to you as instruments. We open ourselves to your creativity in our lives. We surrender to you our old ideas. We welcome your new and more expansive ideas. We trust that you will lead us. We trust that it is safe to follow you. We know you created us, and that creativity is your nature and our own. We ask you to unfold our lives according to your plan. Help us to believe that it is not too late, and that we are not too small or too flawed to be healed by you and through each other and made whole. Help us to love one another, to nurture each other's unfolding, to encourage each other's growth, and understand each other's fears. Help us to know that we are not alone, that we are loved and lovable. Help us to create as an act of worship to you.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to follow me, you can. My username is just the Art of Jale. I do live painting sessions every week. If you have like certain color requests or different things like that, so it's just really fun. I do that on Instagram and TikTok. I also do commissions. So if you want a commission, you have to tell me soon because I'm moving. So moving in September. So that's my website though. If you want to contact me or follow me.
Where are you going?
I'm moving to Portugal.
Oh
yes!
So we'll come visit you, all of us.
Come visit. I'm in Porto. I don't know if y'all have ever walked the Camino de Santiago.
Wow!
But you can do it in Porto and walk to Spain.
Wow!
Let me know.
So what will you do in Portugal?
I'm just gonna paint.
I
didn't want to continue to sacrifice, you know, my time for a 9-to-5 and. I wanted to spend time with my daughter, so I started painting. Like I said, I quit my job. I started painting, and I was able to, you know, pay the mortgage. And now my husband works remote, so we're both going to be able to work remotely and, yeah, live in Portugal.
So, why did you
choose Portugal?
Why Portugal? It's actually like the easiest to go with the lowest income requirement if you want to become a resident. In Eastern, in Europe, I mean Western Europe. So that was part of it. It's
really
easier to get
food there too.
The food is good, it's beautiful. We wanted to go to Spain, but it's a lot harder to get there. And so yeah, that's why Portugal. But I hope you enjoyed this. And again, come back. Probably even maybe later tonight, you can come back and see if your art is dry. But you can mail that piece to your person if you wrote to someone. That would be nice. You can keep it for yourself if you want to too. But if you share this technique,